Welcome back to the Ryan Kelly Morning After. Now back to Tim, Jim, and Doug, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios on 590 The Fan, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com.
She says she's too old. Four.
They were playing this last night in the Crimson Tide locker room.
You think they did?
I know they did. It's Ryan Kelly Morning After, 590 The Fan, KFNS, 105.7 HD2 FM, and InsideSTL.com, live from the Gateway Buick GMC Studios. Gateway the right way at I-270 McDonald Boulevard, online at StLouisBuickGMC.com. If you're in the market for a new car, what about a pre-owned car? Or to get your car serviced, go to Gateway Buick GMC. Anna Marie got her whip from there. Why don't you get your whip from there?
Okay, it's a darn good idea.
37 service bays. You're in, you're out. Yep. They're going to take care of you. Plus, yep, a concierge service. It's Gateway Buick GMC. StLouisBuickGMC.com, online. StLouisBuickGMC.com, or you can just find them right there at I-270 and McDonald Boulevard. Hey, look, everybody, it's Ryan Kelly.
Oh, hello, Rye.
Can't believe you have a voice, Doug, after watching that game last night. I think you'd be screaming and yelling at the TV set.
Well, I was, but I've got powerful pipes, Ryan.
How's the money? Did you win? Did you lose?
No, I don't bet on games. I just don't.
People like you control the game, so you can't really bet on them because they'd be looked at and frowned on, right?
That's exactly right. I think what you said is so true. Boy, you said a mouthful there.
No, I actually wrote that one ahead of the call. You know, I got that one rehearsed and ready. Oh, yeah.
Did you have money on the game?
$50, yes, $50. I'm not a big gambler. I know a lot of people in sports world are. Just something that I never really jumped on, and I'm okay with that. I have a lot of other things I do.
Sure.
Well, I'm okay with the whole not gambling much thing, you know. But yeah, I put $50 on it. I walked around the office. I go, come on, guys. The only way I'm really going to get into this and watch is if I have a little money on it. Who's got it? Guy named Dan Silva in my office. He runs the appraisal desk, which you've done alone with the home loan expert. Dan Silva monitors all the appraisals, learns them, tracks them, all that stuff. Hops onto his little desk and he goes, hey, I'll bet on the game. Come here to daddy. What do you got? And he's like, I'll take Georgia. And I'm like, all right, we talking points? And he's like, oh no, I thought you said just an even bet. I'm like, done. All right. So that was that, $50. So I'll go collect my winnings today, the fruits of my labor from old Dan in the appraisal department. And with that $50, I'm sure I'll do some luxurious things like buy Chick-fil-A for the office. Oh my God. Right?
Well, that's a nice gesture.
You know, sky's the limit. I don't try to cut costs when it comes to lunch for the team. It's a wise choice to do it all. And let's move on. So, fuck mortgages, man. It's the first of the year. This is usually a time when we're fighting to make the phones ring. And this is the first year I can remember in my 15 years when fighting to answer all the calls. So, it's a great sign. We're starting off the year. Probably a well-deserved way, but something we've always wanted, busier than can be, starting off and ready to roar. Ryan Kelly, trying the home loan expert. Why are so many people calling right now? Easy. Mortgage rates are still hovering around those all-time lows, but home values are just skyrocketing. People are getting rid of PMI. People are dropping from 30 years to 15-year mortgages. People are pulling cash out and paying off credit cards. There's just so many options out there right now. Call the office today. We'll work it up for you. Present you your choices. You see if it makes sense. 314-781-9700. That's 781-9700. You can always apply online at thehomeloanexpert.com. Gentlemen, I appreciate you letting me jump on with you this morning. Congratulations to Bama, one of our newer states that we're doing business in. Excited to get down there next week and maybe celebrate a little. Talk to you soon, boys.
There he is, Ryan Kelly, the title sponsor of this award-winning presentation here on 590 The Fan, KFNS. You're welcome to get involved anytime you would like. 855-282-8255. 855-282-8255. It spells Cub Talk. So you just store it in your phone.
Okay.
And Doug, you want to, I just heard their take. I want to yell at them. And then you text it in, 855-CUB-TALK. That's how you do it.
Well, simple enough.
Yeah.
I don't know why anyone would want to yell at us.
Because they don't agree with our takes.
Well, our takes are pretty right on the button.
Nice.
Pretty smooth takes.
I made it exactly 10 minutes. Home and back. And the Manchester Lindbergh light kind of shipped me a little bit. As I was heading westbound, was looking for my phone for maybe 2 minutes at my house and then realized it had fallen out of my pocket and my whip
it was in the car.
Whip proper. Laptop was not though. So I got that. Anna Marie and Jameson still sleeping. It's good. He'll be asleep for another 4 or 5 hours. And then, you know, maybe I'll see him this afternoon. He sleeps until 12:30. He's on a unique sleep pattern.
How about at night? Any sleeping going on at night?
He goes to bed around 2:30.
That's rough.
Yeah, he's on the same schedule I was when I was doing television. Except yeah. he isn't in Washington Park in the early morning hours. At least not as far as I know.
Is that where you were?
Often.
Really?
Often.
And there's some fancy tavern there, is there?
Very fancy. Very fancy. Larry, you know all about the fancy taverns in Washington Park.
Larry!
Nurse?
Larry!
Nurse?
Larry!
Nancy? Chasey? Lane?
Nixie!
I'm here.
Oh,
okay. Hello, Larry.
What's up, Doug?
We put you to sleep, didn't we? You're on hold so long.
He didn't put me to sleep.
Okay.
You know all about the fancy taverns in Washington Park.
Yes, I do.
What kind of fancy tavern they got?
You like that Miss Kitty's bra?
Yes.
Have you been there?
I heard about it.
You heard about it. Okay. Well, I've not been there, Larry.
But that Hustler Club, Hustler.
That's another one I've missed.
You didn't miss much.
Okay.
I mean, not the greatest live read. So, Larry, were you watching Raw last night, or were you watching Roll Todd and the Bulldogs?
I was watching Bulldogs because of the WWF recap.
Yep. Show prep, Doug.
Okay. And what happened?
Well, the Plowhawk has an audio clip, and you won't believe this.
Lesnar, Kane, Strowman. Oh!
Wait a minute.
Kane attacking Lesnar from behind. The big red machine stalking the beast. Lesnar never saw it coming. And now Brock fighting back.
We'll get the locker room back out here. We're going to have a repeat of last week.
My God.
Wishing to see what's going on.
And look at this. Now it's Strowman. The Macho Man, Braun Strowman.
Just threw Brock Lesnar.
And now he's picking up that rope taste and driving it into Kane.
What's happening? I don't know.
Heck,
he's breaking loose.
I like the panting at the end, as if a dog had gotten a hold of a mic.
So what exactly happened there, Lair?
Okay. In 2 weeks, as in 3 weeks, the Royal Rumble will be live on the WWE Network.
You gonna watch that, Doug? It's in between the 8K.
I'll miss it.
Why, Doug?
Well, because I don't. I'm not a big fan. Sorry.
You need to stop being a big fan.
Why?
Not, you know.
Why?
Because it's good, wholesome family entertainment.
Not that wholesome. Not that wholesome.
Nixie, can I ask you a question? The it just seems at face value, attacking someone from behind is the ultimate form of cowardice. Your view on that?
Well. In one way, but in another way, the person who's getting attacked does not see that coming, so it is technically a blind side.
It's a what?
Blind side.
Blind side, yeah.
Yeah, it's cowardly to attack someone who isn't prepared for an attack.
It's called getting Pearl Harbored.
Right. December 4th, 1941.
Mm-hmm.
There's no, 7th. There's no place for that sort of behavior in our sport.
Well, it is if you want to get them a disadvantage for upcoming title match.
Okay, so you're in support of these blindside attacks.
Yeah, if you want to get an advantage in the title match in 3 weeks at the level play of you.
Okay.
The only way Brock Lesnar didn't know that was coming if he didn't read the script prior to the show starting.
Right. Mother of mercy. Big.
We didn't need that on the
show. It's probably the third
time. He might have not read it. Maybe he didn't read it. Maybe you forgot to do any show prep.
Brock Lesnar, he doesn't need to do any kind of preparation for a big match.
Oh, nice. Then I guess I'm the Brock Lesnar of radio.
Oh, we got
it. I got a chuckle out of Larry for the first time in 11 years.
Anything else happened that we need to know about, Nixie?
Yeah, besides more wrestlers are declaring themselves involved in the women's and men's Royal Rumble matches in 3 weeks.
You're reading off a prompter right now? Doug, it seems like there's a pace to it.
It does.
So you're telling me that all a wrestler has to do is say that they're in, and then they get to be in it?
That's the St. Louis Sports Talk radio scene.
Yes, it is, Cap.
All right, I didn't know that. All right. Yeah. We probably have lot of folks in St. Louis want to be in.
Not a real strict policy, apparently.
And also, next week,
yeah,
there is a new thing happening with the WWE on Facebook Watch called the Mixed Match Challenge.
MMC, Jack.
Now, what is that exactly?
I'll get to that.
Don't rush him, big boy.
There are...
Still
talking.
Clip it off.
Anyway, male and female wrestlers from Raw and SmackDown came up a single elimination tournament, and the winning team wins $10,000 for charity. And happens next Tuesday night, right after SmackDown.
Very nice.
Okay. Very exciting. Yeah.
And there are two married couples that in the mixed match.
Doug, that's the Swing Haven board member and Mr. and Mrs. Ballsack.
Oh, by the way, I got something to say about my top five later on. But anyway,
okay, that can
the
wait.
Two married couples are Lana and Russo.
Okay.
And Naomi and Jimmy Uso.
It sounds like one guy's married to two different girls.
No.
Russo.
Russell is married to Lana.
Russell, not Russo.
No, Russell.
Okay.
And then Jimmy Uso.
Jimmy, two times. Get the papers.
Okay, boy, I can't wait
Stop
for that.
Stop talking.
I can't wait
Stop
for that.
Stop talking. Match. Larry, go ahead.
And also, I have to give a shout out to one Deep Total.
Why? Why?
Because he helped me get my Venmo account back active.
Got your what?
Venmo'd?
Yeah, Venmo.
Okay, got your Venmo account active.
You Venmo'ing taking, for rolls, bro?
Probably taking money from you.
No, it doesn't work that way. People give me money, or I give people money, and they can transfer it to their bank accounts.
Very nice.
What are you giving people money for?
Great question.
Well, I'm going to use that as an example.
So you don't get money.
I don't give money if I don't have it. If I do, I would.
Does that make sense?
Okay,
I'm asking for what? What are you giving people money for? If you have
anything
it, you
like
do. That, like what?
Like having paid bills, or if they want to go halvesies on... like a pizza or pizza, whatever.
Okay. So like you'll go on the fan page and say I'm interested in a pizza, and then like one of the fan pinners, like Injun Joe's Caddy Ride Magic Man, will say, yeah, I know I'm 40 miles away, but I'll go halvesies hunting the pizza with you, and then he ships you $20. Doug, this fan page is the New York City of commerce.
Seems to be. And you fell for it, huh, Larry?
Yeah.
Okay. You gave Deke Dotum the ability to get into your money stash.
No, he did get into my money stash. I was going to ask him for help to get back active again.
Okay.
Larry, do you have the top five countries at your disposal?
Yes, I do.
I think Paul Reiser should beat number two. I'm just saying. He had a big week.
Okay, number five, the Illinois Peninsula.
The Illinois Peninsula.
That's not a sovereign nation, is it?
Yes. Yes, it is.
It is when it comes to the ball sacks.
Yeah.
Number four will be Iceland.
Iceland.
Interesting.
Yeah.
Okay.
Number three in the tie will be with Jerusalem and Israel.
I like it.
Number two is a three-way tie with Paul Reiser. Kevin the Tickler's wife, Rachel.
Who? What?
And Danny Swanson's wife, Jessica.
Wait, Rachel Ray and who?
Jessica, Danny Swanson's wife.
Chastain.
Jessica Chastain, Molly's game.
Yes.
Yeah.
Yep.
Okay, you hitting on listeners' wives right now? That's what.
No,
happened?
I'm not.
Okay.
And of course, number one, United States of America.
Yes.
Okay.
Yes.
Are you taking follow-up questions about your top five, which was what, a top 30, actually, in all real. Can I ask a follow-up, sir?
Oh, you can, yes.
Okay. Iceland had a big week. What vaulted them into the top five this week, sir?
Good idea. They're in there because of Greenland last week.
Fair enough.
Yeah, there's a big rivalry there. That's kind of the Auburn and Alabama of
it's a logical the progression, North Atlantic.
Doug. Right.
I guess if everyone else is okay with it, I guess I should be as well.
Why do you hate the Nordic people? Doug, why do you hate the Nordic people?
I don't hate them at all.
Right.
Yeah, Doug.
I don't hate them! I'm not sure there even is people living in Greenland. It's like just a giant sheet of ice.
There's how you know, Doug? Get them in there.
It's all right. Nice, Larry.
There's got to be a couple. Scientists, maybe? I don't think anyone lives in Greenland because they want to.
No, there's a little condo complex, very nice, with nice amenities.
Sure there is.
Hmm. All right, Larry.
Okay, I guess that'll do it. All right, I guess that'll do it. Are you done, Larry?
Yeah, we'll do it.
Okay.
God bless you, and God bless these United States of America.
Thank you, Nixie.
You're welcome. God bless America. Stay tuned for more. I can tell
you
more.
All right, we're so okay. Thank you. Yeah. He always does the out cue. I don't know why he does the out cue, but it's helpful. I'm
trying to help.
I don't want to get political, but I do have a question for Doug. About the president, because I saw on Twitter, I didn't see it.
You are just sitting here trying to stir the pot.
No, but did he? I'm not, because I think
you would never do that.
I think that there SC was cup cuck bite ready again.
I think sometimes people go overboard in attacking whoever may be president of the United States. But did he have problems with the national anthem? I didn't see it. Did you see that?
I didn't see him have problems with the national anthem.
What happened?
No.
You didn't say anything?
I tuned out for like 8 seconds.
It was everywhere.
It was during the anthem, they had a shot of him, and he wasn't singing in a big boisterous way. He was just kind of mouthing the words.
So what was the problem?
So people online said he doesn't know the words to the national anthem, or he was behind on the national anthem.
Sometimes people will just show a little piece of a clip in order to make someone look bad. That's why I was asked. I wasn't actually trying to stir it up. I was not. I figured you would know about that.
No, it looked very normal to me.
He was lip syncing, just like Kendrick Lamar, and Hootie was also lip syncing.
Boy, those Alabama fans probably love Kendrick Lamar.
K-Dot.
It was packed out there.
Doug, did you like that performance?
Doug, watch this.
It's not my thing to watch a
be
guy
humble.
Grabbing his crotch
sit down.
Through his winter coat.
Be humble. K-Dot, man.
He's a big star?
Yeah, he's would you say Plow Hockey's top of the gang?
What are you eating? What is that?
Enemans.
All right.
I'd say he's up there.
Who's what's your rank?
K-Dot.
You're right there with Kid and Play?
He's just got a mouthful.
Current rappers? Are we talking current hip-hop artists or just current?
That's right. By time, that's right.
Well, I don't know any. So K-Dot for sure, number one.
Good.
Okay. And then you got K-Dot there.
And what was it about what was it about that performance last night that made him the best going?
At halftime, I traveled from my girlfriend's dad's to my house.
Oh,
we watched the first half there, which was
how
great.
How far away was that?
Webster to Botanical Garden area, so not too far, about 10 minutes, and went to the store and ended up making it right before the second half started.
Why do they call him K-Dot?
Look at these here, so you can see the cat, so you know I'm not. I take this text inbox very seriously. Three texts at the top of the text inbox. Trump was lip syncing like Lady Gaga in the Super Bowl. That's from Doug's secret friend. Donald Trump's Russian friend. Trump was lip syncing like Lady Gaga. Mae Young's newborn hand. He took a page out of that Gaga's playbook with the lip syncing.
See, the problem there is that you're talking about someone who doesn't lip sync. Now, if you happen to watch the halftime show, that was so bad. I mean, he was 3 seconds off.
I wonder why, because I saw people saying that. I wonder why he was lip syncing. I don't get that. If he was, I didn't think it was that obvious. I don't know why he would be.
Yeah, the obvious part was when he was lip syncing, and then the mic would come down, and he's still talking. It was like 2-3 seconds.
So I know he had backup tracks, but I mean, as a rapper, there's no choreography. I don't know why he would be lip syncing.
I think sometimes
afraid to miss the words.
Sometimes they have in their contract with the producer that the song has to sound exactly like it does on the album.
And even Darius Rucker pregame was lip syncing. I mean, it was so obvious that I thought, is there a 7 second delay between him and actually what's coming out on ESPN? Because I mean, he's got the mic down and he's still singing for like 5 seconds.
But are you positive these guys were lip syncing? Because you would be furious if someone accused Gaga of lip syncing.
Well, like Doug, to the point now like where it doesn't happen.
And she was lip syncing a little there.
And that had been
she doesn't lip sync. So. And it's obvious she doesn't lip sync. You want to go back and listen to the raw audio of halftime.
Doug, go back and listen to the raw audio.
I don't have it.
And in fairness, the president of the United States couldn't have been lip syncing because he was not performing the song.
Right.
And a lot of times you're caught in between actually singing and kind of just going along with it to be polite. Not everyone sings the anthem. Everyone.
I suppose if we are, as fans, singing along with whoever is singing the anthem, we're all lip syncing.
Well, if you're actually singing, but sometimes you just kind of mouth
it. I think when people lip sync, they probably sing, but the mic's not on.
Which president is the best lip syncer? Who would be on your Mount Rushmore of presidential lip syncers?
Woodrow Wilson?
I don't know that they had lip syncing back then.
I saw him at Filoni's. We did a remote like a month ago.
That was the bull. It's not Woodrow Wilson.
Jimmy Carter was pretty good.
I don't know that he
did the Rhinestone Cowboy, I think, halftime of one of the Super Bowls. Really good. I just think when you, and I, this is the first time I've ever noticed that sometimes social media goes overboard and tries to create
what
a big controversy over something that's not necessarily there.
You think?
It's the first time I've ever noticed.
Yeah.
Guys, I don't care if the president was mumbling the words, but you can bet your patriotic ass that if Obama did that, Fox and Friends would be discussing it. If it's as if it were the Kenyan national anthem. Thank you. It's in the wild
sure they would.
Yes, they would. I stipulate that, yes, it doesn't matter.
He was singing along with the anthem. What do you want him to do?
No, but that's the point, is that that's why I asked you, in case there was something that I missed. I believe you to be accurate, but I do think if it were a president, regardless of what, someone would attack them if there was ever where a word wasn't perfectly articulated while they were mouthing along.
Good football teams. Those college teams are good, huh? What are you going to do this year? I think pretty good stuff, huh?
Well, all I know is that this president saw the Missouri turnaround coming. Shows that he's able to look into the future. It was
a
turnaround.
Right.
It was a turnaround.
It was a bowl team this year. Hello.
Nice. By the way, Doug, you are correct. Was it Greenland we were talking about or Iceland?
Greenland.
Greenland is 3/4 of the country is under ice, covered by ice, and the population is 56,000.
56,000,
Jack. Supposedly they changed the names. They said Greenland to try to get people to go.
The whole country is 56,000?
Pardon me?
The whole country is 56,000?
56,000. A lot of suicides, too, so that's been going down since 2015.
Really?
I think.
Suicide rate is highest, in those Scandinavian countries where they have so much winter and so much overcast and very little light during the winter months.
Why would you
really
live there?
It really plays on you. It really does.
I think not having sunlight affects people's mood dramatically.
It does. Yeah.
And we go through winters here where you go a week without seeing the sun. And that's why Nick Saban is a little cranky.
No, he's got lots of sun down there in Alabama.
No, but here, he feels for us here.
Oh.
He's a man. He's every man.
Okay.
But you were correct, Doug. It's the most least populated country in the world.
What industries does Greenland?
Ice cube making?
Fossil fuel, maybe?
Well, we have maybe do a remote there and kind of.
I'm not going to Greenland.
It'd be fun.
I'm not going there.
See what's going on there.
See what the word is.
Supposedly is beautiful, and Greenland is just a sheet of ice.
Why would you call it Greenland when there's probably no green in that country?
Because they named it that to try to get people to go.
Yeah, it was a bait and sweep, baby. Bait and sweep.
56,000 bait and switch there.
Yeah.
Guys, not to sound like a lemming. Is that a surefire?
Yeah, need to get the striker ready.
That's ready.
And give it a good strike. You've been soft lately.
Not to sound like a lemming, but two thoughts. One, I've listened to all of the Cat Chat podcasts and the Tim McKernan show, and both are seriously great. Both the cat, now you're going to allow this, even though he's...
It's only a partial lemming statement.
Kind of lemonade.
One half is accurate.
Both extremely well done and entertaining. The work done by the cat, Tim, and the sea monster is incredible. Questions from the audience is unbelievably entertaining. And the recommendation for the Origins podcast was great. So well done. The PTI episode had me drawn in the entire time. Great call and great work. That's from Alpina, former member of the operation. How about that, Doug?
I like that guy.
Right? He's a good guy.
Yeah, we all like Del Pino.
That Origins thing, I cannot recommend it. Once you're done listening to all of the Cat Chats and all of the Tim McKernan shows, that would be my official podcast recommendation. You won't be, once you're in it, you'll be like, oh my God, this is damn good. The Jim Miller is the name of the gentleman who does it, and he did one on Curb Your Enthusiasm. Just search it in iTunes, subscribe, and there you are. And interviewed, obviously, Larry David, but everybody's been on the show, the background for the show, so well done. And now he's doing one on ESPN, the social media issues they've had, and then just like an hour and a half on how Pardon the Interruption wasn't going to come to fruition, and then it did. I cannot recommend it enough. It is so well done. So yeah, that's what he's making reference to.
Yeah, but we talk more about that with Luke Weaver than he does in his.
No, you're right.
Yeah, we broke down the ESPN social media thing and also Curb Your Enthusiasm with Luke Weaver, which I think that show drops tonight. I think that show drops tonight.
Don't say
and we
drops.
Got some. We got some. We got big names lined up this week on the catch. I mean, well, we got big ones.
Wow, we got big ones. That's a deep tease.
We got big ones.
Oh, wow.
Dan Patrick? Coming on the podcast. We got Matt Carpenter coming on the podcast.
Dan Patrick?
Yeah.
Really?
Apparently he's been listening to every sode, which is not true.
I can't tell what's going on here. I'm going to call, but I think if you fire another bullet on the turn, I'm going to fold.
Yeah, we got Dan Patrick, Matt
Carpenter. The Seamaster would tell me that.
Give him a thumbs up, Seamaster.
You really do have Dan Patrick on?
Yeah.
Wow. How'd that happen? That's great.
Look.
The gentleman who hosts the show on wherever the hell it is these days, obviously super successful. And then, a rare appearance from the Seamaster in the Gateway Buick GMC studio.
Hello, Sneaky Vile.
Well, I felt the need to come in because the listeners contributed to this. Somebody tipped me off yesterday that Dan Patrick brought up Bo Hart on his show.
Hard worker.
Yesterday.
Hard worker.
So I reached out to somebody who would be able to get me in touch with Dan, and I said, well, we just did a podcast with Bo Hart telling Dan Patrick stories. Dan mentioned him today. Is there any chance we could maybe talk to Dan and get his side of his relationship with Bo Hart? Because they met, two years before he ever even got called up.
Huh. Yeah, and Dan did play-by-play as Bo Hart was golfing, making Bo feel rather uncomfortable.
So that was kind of the impetus of it, and we'll see how it goes, because I don't think Dan does a whole lot outside of his own show.
That's a hell of a get. It was a very unique. It's done?
Yeah, it was a very. Wow. We're supposed to do it today. It was a very unique.
Can I make a suggestion, though? Can I make a suggestion? You know how, like, when we have a guest on the Cat Chat podcast, on the Inside STL Podcast Network, we sometimes embellish, like Brad Thompson has. More strikeouts per inning than any other pitcher in World Series history. Like,
you make
we kind of
stats?
We embellish. No, we because it is true because he had one
it
strikeout.
It was true. He pitched two-thirds of an inning and had a strikeout. So he averaged 13.5 per nine in World Series play.
So let's just say Dan Patrick asked to be on or something. Let's embellish that. Let's get a better story than the Bo Hart kind
of. Okay, we can workshop that after the show.
Thank you. Good work.
Nice get. And Matt Carpenter, Seymour was telling me about Matt Carpenter. I'm like, Matt Carpenter... Strangely enough, I mean, it's none of it's a shot. It's just he doesn't do that many interviews, so that'll be interesting too. That's good stuff.
I think that's
good stuff.
That's good stuff.
I think he's an interesting guy. He didn't have a great year last year, but his on base percentage was still good. And a lot of people are like, you know, the Cardinals need to upgrade at first, and I get that. I would love for them to get a big bat at the corner, but I think the Cardinals are counting on him to rebound, even though it wasn't a terrible year for him. And then that whole thing where he hits in the order. Which I just can't imagine in other cities they get that worked up about. But Matt Carpenter has said before, and then he gets grief for it. He said a couple times, I think I can hit anywhere they put me, but right now I think I'm the best option for leadoff for the team. And then it was like, oh, Matt wants to hit leadoff. I think he's misunderstood in some ways. So
January
we'll
9th and still nothing doing in the free agent market.
Did you read how many free agents are still available? Like,
well, nine of the top 10. Jim Bowden, writes for The Athletic, and I read his story yesterday because I am one of the few athletic.com subscribers. And he has Hosmer as the Cardinals' number one for Hosmer. Whether or not that happens, and then you move Carpenter over.
I can't imagine 7 years. I mean, I would apologize for the rest of my regional cable career if they gave that guy 7 years, because I just don't see that. Do you?
I mean, to me, it's like, you know, I didn't read the column or story or whatever it was on stltoday.com. I browsed through sports page or whatever it is, sports section, I guess I should say, since it's online, and it said top options for the Cardinals and closer. And I didn't know if they were talking about people already on the roster. But from my standpoint, whoever is closing out games in April is not currently on the roster in January. Maybe I'm completely, I just feel like they're going to get a closer still. And I think they're probably going to get one of these position players, whether it be by trade or by free agency. So, but it's January 9th. I mean, this is so, I say it every day. It's absurdly redundant, but I'm just, you know, I'm like, okay, I guess they're not going to do crap over the holidays, and I'm talking about baseball as a whole. But now you're, you know, in the second week of the new year. I know we say the same thing. It's Scott Boras holding all the clients, but what in the world? I mean, there'll be teams showing up. Hell, Molina was posting stuff on his Instagram. He's already working out at the complex. This is just so bizarre to me.
I think it's that Boras has the top tier guys that Boras controls. Most teams feel are not fair value right now, and they're waiting for the price to drop.
Yeah, they just want too much cash, just like with Hosmer. Who would have thought at the start of this that Eric Hosmer could command 7 years, $150-some-odd million? It's too much. That's why nobody's biting on it yet.
If he came down to too five, much. Four?
I wouldn't give maybe Mike Trout. Other than that, I wouldn't give anybody a 10-year contract. Not a soul, ever.
Seven. We're talking
Seven is a long time for
you
a professional.
You give Bryce Harper,
athlete.
You give...
Oh, maybe the premier players in the game, you do that. I don't know about Eric Hosmer. That's 7 years.
Greg Garcia, maybe.
Sure. 7 years is too much.
That'll be, you know, fascinating to see what they do. I still think they're going to get bullpen help. I don't know how, but I see that happening. I just didn't see the being number one on Hosmer at this point. I'm not saying I'd be against Hosmer, but for that kind of money at that length, I think he may be overpriced.
That's probably exactly what the Cardinals are thinking and every other team is thinking. Sure, we'd like to have him, but at that price, I don't think so.
Tim, did you see we are supposed to get 8 inches on Friday? Seems like a lot, but probably just another night in the Vaughn household? Some beer cats?
I don't know what that means.
I don't know what
are
it
we
means.
Supposed to get 8 inches?
No, it's supposed Friday? To warm
I thought
up.
It was warming up Thursday. It's going to be in the 60s.
Maybe it's you're going to get 8 inches in Oakville? Oakville? I think, how do you say that?
I think it's Oakville. I think he's just going for a joke.
Yeah, I think Beer Cash just wanted to get 8 inches in there somehow.
I think he did.
I got to tell you something. I just pulled up my weather app. I don't know what forecast you boys are looking at. A monster snowflake right next to Friday.
But Thursday,
must be a bunch of liberals coming to town.
It's supposed to be 58 tomorrow and Thursday and then drop down and get cold.
Low of 1 degree on Saturday.
Yeah. I enjoy when you get really cold and then really warm so you can get the idiots that are picking one day and go, where's climate change now?
Nice take.
Both sides. One day.
We've had this. It's been talked about over the last few years how the polar ice caps are melting, and then we've had this record cold winter. Doesn't that freeze up the polar ice caps again?
I'm going to check with our ice cap correspondent. Doug?
They got snow. Doug? They got snow in the Sahara Desert right now.
Mm.
In Algeria. Did you see those pictures?
LOL. Great joke, Tim. Thanks, White Collar Gangster.
Wasn't that good?
Doug, how's
wouldn't
the
you
polar...
think some of that ice would have melted, would have
Doug,
frozen
Doug, how's the polar
again?
Bear population doing?
I don't have those numbers
strong
with me.
Strong to quite strong.
Well, why don't you check on that and then file a report with us tomorrow?
I'm not going to file anything.
Doug Beercats is now sending in graphics of the forecast to back up that St. Louis. That sucks. Really? If that's going to happen, have it happen during the week. I mean, I guess I wouldn't be doing anything anyway. Shooting up to Kirkwood Brewhouse and cheering against the Rams.
My basketball team has a big game.
St. Gabriel's?
Big game on Saturday.
St. Gabriel's?
We don't play with that.
Now, what is that supposed to mean right there?
Well, it's not our league. It's not our league.
Yeah.
And then, of course, the winter warm-up is this weekend.
Oh.
I hope that's not...
I hope the roads
goes
are clear
on.
So I can get
you guys will
there.
Be in line for autographs, won't you?
What's
watch
that?
Your checkbook and spend a couple thousand
Dexter
for autographs.
Dexter Fowler is sitting in Las Vegas right now hoping for a blizzard.
I disagree. I know Dex. He wants to mingle amongst the sea of red.
What'd your grandma think?
I don't know. I haven't told her yet.
Yeah, well, she didn't know.
Oh, my God, Doug. Do you understand the difference between the climate and the weather? The average gunna temperature is raising. The average gunna temperature is raising.
Yeah, that's what they call
that's
the gunna temperature.
Right. That's
temperature
from the
we're gonna get.
That's from the Barnhart Brawl.
Right. I do understand it. Thanks for the tip. And you would think record cold weather would cause more... ice to form.
Well, you don't understand the gunna temperature.
Okay.
Jesus tap dancing Christ, Doug, do you honestly just say a few cold weeks would refreeze the ice caps? That's from the 314.
It's going to freeze some ice. Sure it is. We had ice all over the Mississippi River. What was that, 1 week of cold weather? You think if you have a whole winter full of
Tim,
minus temperature
watch me
degrees?
Diffuse this real quick. Sure. Ice, baby, too cold.
No, that wasn't
cold,
bad.
Too cold.
1990 or 91?
Ice, baby,
you think,
too cold.
You think water doesn't freeze cold when it gets below 32?
All right, stop. Collaborate and listen. Ice is back with a brand new invention.
What would have to happen to have no states in the United States have cold weather? What would have to happen?
No states have cold weather.
Every state in the United States had temperatures in the 60s, 70s all year.
Summer would have to happen, I suppose.
Like if the ice caps melt.
Doug, I meant global autocorrect. That's from Barnhart Brawler, just for the record.
What was that, Iggy?
If the polar ice caps all melted, obviously it would flood most of the eastern seaboard, but would the temperatures then rise 20, 30, 40 degrees?
I don't know.
The
climate change people are saying this extra cold weather is due to global warming.
No, I don't care about all that crap. I'm just saying.
Well, that's what they're saying.
If the polar ice caps melted, what would that do with temperatures in the United States? Besides flooding half the United States, what would it do with temperatures?
I don't know.
Okay, that's my question.
Holy crap, Doug, that weather take is as dumb as it gets. That's from the 314.
No, it isn't. When it gets especially cold, you get ice. When it gets warm, the ice melts. So why would that be a dumb take? We've had a record cold weather. No, we're not going to get ice?
Guys, I hope this cold weather makes the Barnhart Brawler drink antifreeze. Thanks. It's from the Lance Painters.
Now, that was a good text.
Lance Painter is going to be on the cat chat. In
something grabs a hold of me tightly, thrown like a harpoon daily and nightly. Will it ever stop?
Yo.
I don't know. It's all I got. Mm. Just trying to...
Just turn off the lights and I'll glow to the extreme and rock a mic like a vandal, bum with the stage and taste your hole.
What?
Do you know
I ad-libbed.
Do you know that that was the B-side?
What Vanilla was the A-side?
I think
the Teenage Mutant Ninja Turtle thing?
No, there was a... Play That Funky Music, White Boy, or something.
No.
And that was supposed to be the hit, and the other side dropped and became popular.
Yeah.
Then he claimed Miami, and turned out he was lying about it.
Where did he grow up?
Whole street cred went by the wayside.
Mm. Doug, Billy Shack Lady has a hell of a rump. It's on the fan pee. Hi, Billy. Billy, and I've played golf with Billy Shack Lady. He's a very good golfer. When you say he's a very good, anybody you've played with probably.
Yeah, I played against him in the Ride Her Cup. I never noticed his ass, though.
Clip that off.
Well, wasn't that the text that he has a nice rump?
That was the text.
Yeah. And he's wearing loose-fitting pants.
And I went to the fan page, and there's a picture. Is that the girl that Jennings likes, his wife?
Could be. He does have a good-looking wife.
Oh, Iggy.
Is that her?
I don't know.
I've never
seen her. It was brought to my attention by
I did see her. She came up to the, after the Ryder Cup, she came up to the Hot Shots or wherever we went to meet him. So I met
his wife here at the Kirkwood Brew House. Me and Boyfoy, Aaron Dalton. Doug, you know Aaron Dalton? I know Andy Dalton.
I don't think he's passed.
Dutch. Brought our beards down south trying to spread the movement, and we found a Punta Cana version of Iggy at the discotheque last night. Old waiter Paulo was stealing some guy's wife. He wasn't a fan of trying to be cucked, bro, and punched Dominican Iggy in the face. Plowboy may need to visit to determine the validity of the cuck sitch. Anyways, sending balmy weather back up north to the fan pin. Oh, and here's a free dotum sign. And so there is a free dotum sign. Doug, you'll see it in the foreground here on the fan pin. Join the TMA fan page on Facebook. It's TMA fan page, and you can see the picture. But then in the background, there's a woman who does look like his wife posing with her ass right above the sign. Is that right? Is that a good way to describe it?
It's pretty close. Yeah.
Is she topless, Tim?
Doug, I can't tell.
Looks like she has the top on.
And who sent this in?
Billy Shack Lady.
Billy Shack
and Matt
Lady.
Who bowls at Hank's tipped us off.
Okay.
So is Shack Lady saying that's his wife?
He is not saying
that. Because I don't believe Billy would lie. But if he's not saying it, somebody else is.
Matt who bowls at Hank's.
Well, we don't
know. Matt who bowls at Hank's is saying Billy has a nice ass.
I'm confused.
And you said you never noticed it while playing against him.
No, I didn't.
Which is something you'd probably notice.
Right.
That's true.
Because Craig Stadler would distract people with his ass.
You don't ever notice another gentleman's caboose.
Well, if you're looking and a guy's got a nice ass, what's the big deal?
Well, why would you look?
Well, if I'm behind the tee and he's teeing off and he walks to the tee, are we going to stare in the sky? You just happen to look that
Usually
way.
Usually you watch to see how he hits the ball.
Well, but he's walking to the ball.
And
to
what
teal.
Do you say? Hey, friendo, nice on that hind quarters.
Nice butt,
say?
Buddy. Nice butt.
Here,
buddy.
Here comes a butt plug. Oh, no.
You don't say that in golf. That never comes up in golf.
No, I've never said that in golf. No.
I just did a DP.
Hey, friendo.
Friendo.
So you're telling me, Iggy, when you're golfing with somebody, when he's getting ready to tee his ball up and hit it, you're looking at his butt.
I don't look at his butt, but if it happens to walk by and he's going to the tee, like I said, he's walking to the tee, I better look. No, I'm looking right toward the tee.
Pete in Staten Island, what's up, Pete?
See, I have no problem saying that a man is good looking.
Barnhart Brawler cries after sex. Put that in your climate and smoke it. That's from Matt who bowls at Hank's having a big 8 o'clock hour.
You ever cried after sex?
I'm sure I've disappointed a lot of people. I gotta be really
Yeah, but you wouldn't cry, would you?
Oh, I'm probably disappointed in myself. I don't know if I'm whimpering about it. Just like, God bless America. When can I go longer than 30 seconds? When will it happen? When I'm 50? Doug, here's the Brentwood Forest Cabana boy sending in a picture as he drives to Chicago.
He's all business in this photo.
Why would we need to see that?
Well, he's telling us that he's...
he's in a car.
No, he's off to discuss the state of affairs with Mario in Chicago. He's just letting us know.
Okay.
That's nice. It's nice to know.
It's like a summit. It's like a summit. There's going to be ripples after they meet.
Like people are bragging that they're in a car. Look at me. I've got a car.
Here's a picture of me and the Brentwood Forest Cabana boy playing golf. Look at my tongue. I have a very long tongue. I have the tongue of a hummingbird, don't I?
You look like there might be something wrong with you.
Like I just suffered a stroke.
Like you look like an extra from One Flew Over the Cuckoo's Nest.
It was a great... Nurse Ratched, wasn't it? Nurse Ratched?
Well, she was mean-spirited.
Evil.
Yeah.
What was her name? Do you have any other roles?
Nurse Ratched. Oh, she's...
What was her name?
Is it Ellen Burstyn?
Doug, was that Ellen Burstyn?
No, it's not Ellen Burstyn.
I can't think. It's on the tip of my tongue, and I can't
think. Yeah, well, someone has been a favorite of mine.
Yeah,
I've been very lucky with that horse through the years. I know the horse well. John Kimmel trains, who I talk to all the time. He sits next to me in Saratoga also. I know the horse very well as I know
any... yeah, Mike.
Oh, hello, Mike.
Yeah, Mike.
Hello, Mike.
Hey, how's it going?
Going good. How about with you?
How you got Christmas?
Wow, you're kind of just
Christmas
having
fine.
A little small talk here. I like this.
How was
like,
your youth?
Just saw you up at the country club.
What's that?
Don't worry about
we
it.
We just saw you at the country club. How was your Yuletide?
Louise Fletcher. Ken.
What country club?
I'm a member at St. Louis Country Club.
I can't remember that.
All right. Well, your Christmas was good, though, I guess, huh?
Yeah.
All right.
And I know the Ram come not make it. Can I watch it? I know the Ram come to lose the playoff.
Rams lost their playoff game, yes. They sure were you rooting for them?
I know they lost. They're not gonna make it.
No. Certainly not gonna make it now. I don't like their chances anymore.
I don't like them anyway.
No, I don't either. I'm with you.
I ain't like Kurt Warner.
You do like Kurt Warner, right?
Yeah, because I met Kurt Warner when he won Super Bowl.
Yeah.
Yep.
Hard not to like Kurt Warner. Great guy.
Yeah. When he won Super Bowl, I like that.
Yes, I think we all
met him. I met him when he won Super Bowl.
That's what I understand. You meet his wife, too?
Yeah.
Did you?
Fair enough.
Okay.
Yeah.
Well, all right, then. What's new with you, Mike?
Nothing much. You know, past Saturday, I was bowling. I got 3 strikes.
You got 3 strikes
wow.
in bowling?
Doug,
good
they
for
call
you.
It a turkey.
Nice. Yeah. 3 in a row or 3 over the course of a game?
3 in a row.
Wow, that is nice.
That's a turkey.
Yeah.
Neck.
Yeah.
And
so I like that, too.
Well, I bet you did.
Are you a pretty good bowler, Mike?
Right now, I am.
Yep. Yeah, the game's peaking.
Yep.
Been working with Butch Harmon.
Anything for Doug?
Anything for Jim Hayes? Anything for Jim Hayes today? It's a new year.
Hey, Doc.
Maybe you start with a new victim.
Hey, Doc.
Yeah, anything for Jim?
You peanut small like
Let
a baby.
Oh, my God.
Let it out.
Oh, it's locked. I just can't disconnect.
Where's my suspension log? Oh, here it is. Mike Lee has been suspended a period of 2 days' time. His name is going to the handsome, leather-bound, hotshot suspension log. I'm writing it down with an ink pen of suspicious origin.
Help him out, Cletus. We need some new material for 2018.
Someone tell Mike we were supposed to ask how the holidays were. not Christmas. Jesus lost the war on Christmas, baby. Doug, that's from the Barnhart Brawler.
Yeah. Sorry, Barnhart. Wonder how your Christmas was. I had a great Christmas. I hope Mike had a good Christmas. Boy, Christmas is my favorite time of year.
I like Thanksgiving.
Sure do like Christmas. I like Thanksgiving, too. Not as much as Christmas.
I like you. You're a good sort. I like your vintage suspension logule there.
Mm-hmm.
It's got a nice feel to it.
Doug, we need to set up a Chi-Town meet and greet with the TMA listeners. I'll be at the manhole all week, jiving and thriving in my rubber. That's for Mr. Tribbers. And that's who you're friends with? Are you friends with Mr. Tribbers, Mr. Nipples, and Scott's Wrinkled Ballsack, and they're all from the peninsula?
All straight up good peeps. I think Tribbsy lives out in Chi-Town way, keeping the Pandolfos in check. But I know Nipsey lives local, and they're all great guys in their own right.
And you really like Mr. Tribbers' wife? Or is it Mr. Doug, is it Mr. Nipples?
I don't have any idea.
You know, to be honest, my memory's hazy on exactly what foot I saw them send to Jay, but I think it was Tribbsy.
Can I ask you a question, Plowsy?
What's up?
So Tim will ask you a question, or even Eggy could ask you a question, and whenever you answer, you always stare into Doug's eyes. whatever the question, whoever asks it, you find comfort in staring into Doug's eyes.
Well, I think the key is to get a good reaction from Doug and make sure he's engaged and not, you know, wandering off, because I need your take on the matter. So I make sure to lock eyes so you're listening.
Okay.
And that's all there is.
Have you noticed that he does that?
Occasionally, yeah.
I can look away, Doug.
I don't look away. You'll think I'm not.
See me walking by and the tears are in my eyes. Look away. 1988? 89? Chicago?
I don't know the years.
Guys, I hope Brawler loses the war with life. That comes from the Rockwood Rectal Rooter.
We don't need to be mean to each other on this show. Not on this show.
Guys, the show really advanced when Plowsy started playing the mics on during the mic leak.
I had it in my head on my mic.
That was well done.
Yeah.
That was well. I really, really enjoyed it. With all these guys listening, has there ever been a more sexy time to listen to AM radio? Thanks.
Nope.
It's the hipster of Tower Grove South.
Nope.
Yeah, this is a very sexual time in AM radio.
You can feel the tension in the room. That's for sure.
Especially when Plowsy's looking deep into your eyes.
Yeah, for an answer, baby. Doug, can you tell us about this STL tax lawyer? Taxes are sexy.
Well, it's getting to be tax season. So whether it's sexy or not, you're going to have to deal with it. And maybe you've made some mistakes in the past. Maybe you owe a lot. Maybe you haven't filed for a while. Whatever the problem is, we got a guy who can help you. And his name is Mark Milton. And he's at STLTaxLawyer.com. If you're sideways with the IRS, unfiled tax returns keeping you up at night, you face tax liens, bank levies, wage garnishments, whatever, Mark Milton can take care of you. He's a former Department of Justice tax attorney, received his accounting degree from the number one accounting school in the USA, the University of Illinois at Champaign-Urbana. He also got his law degree from SLU Law. Mark Milton and STLTaxLawyer.com provide a local and holistic approach to tax resolution. Did you know that STLTaxLawyer.com also prepares tax returns for individuals and small businesses? Call today or stop by Mark's new office right here by where we are, right at Woodlawn in Manchester, 10260 Manchester Road. If you have IRS problems or are looking to get your personal or small business taxes done, visit STLTaxLawyer.com today or call them. Here's the number, 314-394-3370. Remember, the choice of a lawyer is an important decision and should not be based solely on advertisement.
Hey, for the...
Go ahead, Tim. Just a brief message here. A lot of people... we have 30 people wanting to join the fan pin, the cat. You see the 30 people want to join this group?
You're not lying, Tim.
And as a way to try to filter out the people who have been banned and then create new names to try and get onto the fan page, Doug, which is... I spend about 2 hours a day on that.
You do?
It's probably a little exaggerated, but it happens often. So there's a filter to ask questions to try to eliminate as much possible from the people who create fake names to then enter the fan page, to try and continue to have it be a place of wonder and glory. So if you can, answer the questions, because if you don't, you'll wind up in purgatory forever.
Will this affect someone hypothetically who created fake accounts so as to make it seem like they're a very popular guy on the radio?
Like Freedom Rings?
Hypothetically, yeah. Was blocked from the fan page, and it really pissed me off.
Are they hard questions?
No. As a matter of fact, I will pull them up right now just to give people an idea.
Question number one, why does potato salad turn brown in the sun?
Ooh, why does it? That's actually an interesting question.
Does it? I don't think I've ever seen potatoes. I don't really
Doug,
care
the questions
potatoes,
are as
though.
Follows. Why do you want to join the TMA fan page? How often do you listen to TMA? Do you listen on the radio, streaming, or podcast? That's it.
Why is Tim the best?
That was one of the older questions.
Would it be easier just to let everybody on and then just block them as soon as they misbehave?
Yeah, but I mean, yeah, I know there are people just like laying in wait for something just to, you know,
blocking.
Exact their schadenfreude, but you don't know. We have sleeper cells.
We do.
Telling you, it pops up anytime there's like a Dan Caesar com, like, ooh, you know. So we had sleeper cells with the cat situation back in September. Not even sleeper cells, old cells. And so it's a whole thing. I try to keep the thing. You know, you have 6,200 people on the thing now. It operates pretty friendly. Is that a word, friendly?
No, it isn't.
Yeah.
A friendly manner, perhaps?
Yeah, that'd be much better.
Okay.
Didn't have time for it, though.
No.
So, yeah, a bunch of people are on hold to join, but they haven't answered the question. So that's the way that, because a lot of people, I guess, want to see Billy Shacklady's ass. So we've had an influx here on recent membership applications.
Who would want
to see it? I don't know. I guess some people are for them.
All it was a nice ass, though.
Come on.
Although, as it turns out, we think it's his wife's ass right above the free dotum sign. And Jennings really likes her, if I'm not mistaken.
He likes pretty much everybody's wife.
Yeah.
So do you.
No, I only know like three of them. He knows everybody. I don't really know a lot of them.
You're not in the Goob 11, are you?
I'm in the Goob 11.
Are you? How many members are there in the
Goober 11?
In the Goober 11.
I think we have 11 honorary members, and then we have a couple that could potentially be in the mix for next season.
They're not like made men or women, right? They're not made.
Biff is
like
offered,
the MLS.
Biff is offered his little condo suite for the next get together if he's invited. And let me tell you.
So he's in.
I think he's in.
Yeah.
So
yeah. I would wait maybe until, you know, April or May when we can enjoy that balcony.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I don't think our next summit meeting's for a couple more months.
I'll be honest. I might ask him to pay everyone's way to, say, Hawaii and have a meeting there.
Iggy,
say,
how excited are you to go to the AVNs? Man, that is super. I just love to go to Las Vegas. And I used to take that for, I took that for granted, going there every month or whatever. Yeah. And now it's over.
Not so much Vegas. I am looking forward to the AVNs.
Yep.
A lot of people.
Got to talk to that Tegan Presley for me.
I have her down. Thank you. I want to talk to Bella Danger. I want to talk to.
What kind of questions are you going to ask her?
Good question.
You know what I'm thinking of doing? And this is all because I'm thinking of the show and the listeners. But I will have a list of everybody that I want to talk to, and I'll have interviews already lined up. So I'll do a lot of prep because a lot of these newer ones, I'm still, you know, pleasuring myself to Kay Parker.
No.
I'm not into a lot of the new ones. So I'll have to do some
that even
research.
Caught the Plowhawk off guard.
I'll have to do some research. But what I'm going to do is I'll have a notebook with the name. Like, say I'm going to interview Bella Danger.
Right.
I'll have, you know, things she's done, AVN she's won, scenes she's done,
she won
people
best
she's worked
new
with.
Starlet in 2016. I was there in the crowd with the Fleshlight banner flying above.
Beat out Lana, I think, didn't she?
I think she did. And Keisha Gray, yeah. I think. Did she beat out Keisha Gray?
Who cares?
I don't have the slightest idea.
But then what I'll do when I'm done with the interview, I will have that Starlet autograph the bottom of the notebook where I have her notes.
Sure.
And then we will give that away at some future TMA event.
Wow.
So you'll have my show prep.
Wow.
Prep.
That I do for the girl, right. And then her autograph on that show prep page.
Mm.
How about
and you
that?
Think that'll become a valuable piece of paper?
I guarantee you there'll be a lot of people that'll want it.
Why not take some of those old stickers that we were handing out the other day at our remote and have them sign that?
Wow, wow, wow.
What stickers?
The 590 The Fan stickers that we have lying around.
Oh, with the old logo.
Yeah. That might be more appealing to someone to have a few starlets on a 590 The Fan sticker.
Yeah, but then you wouldn't have Iggy's notes.
What you think would be more valuable, Doug? A porn star that no one's ever heard of with Iggy's notes or on an old 590 sticker?
I think Iggy's notes.
Nora,
have a little bit
enough.
More personal
Iggy
touch.
Has a gift here. The Swinghaven board member couple has sent in. He says, it says, Doug, this is our 2017 year-end photo. Thoughts? That's from the Swinghaven. It seems like they've turned their attention to you.
A year-end photo. I can't see it.
Yeah. I'll show it to you.
She has clothes on, but cute smile.
and I've watched quite a bit of cuckold.
But that wasn't for me. It's for Doug now. So they're on to Doug now.
Here's the Swing Haven board. They do send in a lot of pictures.
Okay. It's their year-end photo. All right. Well, thanks for the photo.
Do you and the family do a year-ender?
I don't, no.
Are you kidding me?
You do a Christmas photo, though, don't you?
Usually, whatever picture came out well during the course of the year, that's the Christmas photo.
So you don't hold up...
By the time we get around to getting a Christmas photo, it's too late.
You don't hold up like thousands of people want an autograph of the Globetrotter so you could take your Christmas
picture. No, I don't do that.
You're not that selfish?
No. Mm-mm.
I'll just send him a number, so that's what I'm doing right now. Just give me a second, folks. I just got to send Bill a number.
All right. Take your time.
Is it the same? Is it the regular one?
It's still
the same
number? Yeah, okay. It's a regular one. Yeah.
Iggy, please hold Carly Gray accountable for them shrubs. Thanks. That's from Stubby Applause.
A lot of them are growing them now.
Yeah, I know. I think that's a bad trend. I really do. I wonder what's going on, on the Wheelhouse scene. Like, is that what's going on there, or is that just a stag industry thing?
I don't know. I think because it's like the little patch. You know, back in the day when it was the landing strip. Mm. Now it's just a little patch on top.
Is that right?
Almost like a goatee or Apollo Ono had that.
Apollo Creed.
Carl Weathers.
What was that called? Soul patch?
Nurse?
The figure, the speed skater.
Spezio had a soul patch.
He did.
Yeah, so this is kind of like they're growing a soul patch on their...
Easy.
V.
Easy.
And I don't know, maybe it's a trend. I don't know.
I hope it's not. I feel like it's a bad trend.
Yeah.
But I guess the shaving can really get irritating after a while. So
not if you use those blades that you like a lot.
Oh, that's right. Harry's razors. Mm-hmm. I just lasered them shrubs.
Because when you get the bumps, it doesn't look good.
Wow.
So maybe that's what they're doing.
Mr. Trivers, is this accurate, Plowhawk?
I
did you see the picture? Are you on the text inbox over there?
That's accurate. I don't know. I've never seen her in that outfit, but I mean, that's Tribbs.
If that's accurate, Mr. Trivers is doing well for
that's
himself.
That's Mr. Trivers?
Oh, Tribbs.
No, not that one. No. Doug, look at Mr. Trivers. Take a look here. Well, not him really, but his friend of the feather. Looks like they're dressed up as people of the cloth.
She's showing cleavage?
Oh, I'm sorry.
You think that's just a Photoshop?
Well, Plowboy's actually met her.
I don't know if I've met her. Met Tribbsy a bunch and saw a couple photos.
Oh.
So I'm pretty sure that.
So
that
he
one
walked
is
up to you and said, "Hey, let me show you a picture of my wife, bro."
It wasn't that sudden, but you know, we gained that rapport, that bond, throughout that tournament.
Doug, we've known each other for nearly 20 years, and you've never said, "Hey, here's a picture of my wife."
Ever. I don't.
So I guess that's what's going on now.
It was a good bond that we created, and me, Tribbs, and Nipsey are really a good tripod group.
Only Bull does that, and by wife he means me himself. A picture of
Bull myself. Shows pictures of you to other people.
No, I lost you.
When he said, showed a picture of his wife, I said, that's like Bull, except in place of his wife, he just shows a picture of his ween.
Doug, have you been blessed enough to see the Bull's ween?
No.
Why did he do that? He walked up to you and showed you a picture of his ween on his phone?
Not me.
Yeah, it was that opening day, I don't know, what, 4 years ago, whatever.
Mm. You
were talking about Hito, and he said, I showed him a picture of a bunch of us. At the disco, clothes on. Say, yeah, see, this is there is a disco. We have fun. This is what we do. He goes, here's me, and just a picture of his ween. I walked outside. I was shocked, flabbergasted.
Takes a lot to shake you to your roots.
Doug, you once showed me a picture of your work shed, right? You've got a new shed out, and you're very proud of it.
I have a little tiny tool shed.
Yeah, that's what you're really pretty proud of. Shed.
We got a break. Seamaster's getting mad.
Sorry,
we got a break. All right, it's Ryan Kelly morning.